Again, we want to thank the Lord for allowing us to be here today. Today we have a word of God that will hopefully will touch your heart and your spirits. Amen. And let me say again, a happy Mother's Day to all of you out there, you mothers who have toiled and with your children and have prayed and kept them up until now. We just thank God for you and for them, your children as well. Happy Mother's Day again, and we love you. Today, amen, we want to start in our text, Matthew, the 24th chapter, and also Romans 12, 1 and 2. In Matthew, 24th chapter, we're going to start, amen, with the 34th verse, amen. And ending with the 39th verse, then we'll begin in Romans 12 and 1. And it reads, "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words which shall not pass, my words shall not pass away. But on that day, an hour no man knoweth, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Romans 12 and 1 and 2. And it reads, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." God's word for God's people. Amen. You have heard me say so many times about the Word of God and what emphasis we must place on this Word. Let me say this, Saints, to do the same things the same way all the time and expect a different outcome. People call this insanity. Change is facilitated through the actions that is directed toward the desired outcome. Change is inevitable and is going to happen whether we want it to or not. Many times I have emphasized these facts. My hope is that you would have grasped them and acted upon them and allow the Lord to lead, guide, and direct you. These past few years, Saints, we've gone through things that have brought about nothing but chaos, fear, uncertainty, death, and destruction. And a lot of folks are uncertain about what the future may bring, and that including Christians too. These changes have inspired us to either do things differently, do them better, be more efficient, or just be a better person altogether. I want to encourage you that the way we've been doing things, there must be a change. And if I would put a text to all of this, I would say, being the kind of stickler that I am of the word, It is written. It is written. Now that the Lord has blessed us, the question is, what does the future hold for you? Will you be the one who will continue to do the same things you did in the past, hoping to survive the crisis at hand, while at the same time doing the same things that you have that have kept you blind, down, and in bondage until now? I won't be with you long. I won't be with you long, but I just want to give you a little something to think about. So let me leave you. Let me leave this with you. Serve God every day. Look for ways to serve others. This is how you serve God every day, by serving others. For our service to God is directly related to our service to others. Pray. Pray every chance you get. But prayer is communication with God. Prayer helps you to develop a personal relationship with God. And as all of us have found, prayer does change things. I want to encourage you today to, if you haven't been doing it in the past, study His Word. Get His Word in you. The Bible says the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, these three are one. And it also says that the Word, the Son, and the Father are one. So if you get one in you get Christ in you, then you have the Word and the Holy Ghost as well. For it is written, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. For it is written, thy word is a lamp. What is a lamp? A lamp is something that lights the way. It illuminates the darkness where you can see where you're going. It's a lamp unto my path. For it's written, for they are life. These words are life unto those that find them. It also is health to all their bones. Get the word in you. You got life in you. Get the word in you. Amen. You have the capacity for health to all your flesh. Saints, don't allow these crises to leave you stagnated and drowning in fear without hope. For it is written, Psalms 46 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. The reality is that there will be difficult times as we make this journey, but God has promised that He would be with us and to be our refuge in times of trouble. Let me close with these words of encouragement. For as Jesus often said, it is written in Psalms 91, 1 through 16, we read, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh to thee. Only with thy eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. What a promise. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me and you, therefore will I deliver him, saith the Lord. And I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Saints, if God said it, it's got to be so. So brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Let this be the year, your year, to come forth and be what you were created to be. A lover of the truth. Amen. A lover of people and a true worshiper of God.